The new Samsung Flip 7 is here. But honestly, I'm not that impressed. Right off the bat, we have a new design. It's a little thinner, a little bigger, but the real claim to fame is the infinity window on the front. That's right, they got rid of the thick bezels of the Flip 6. This is actually the Flip 7 FE, but we'll talk about that later. And copied the Motorola Razrs all the way around the screen front cover. And it looks way better than the old ones. I really like the way it cuts around the cameras here to give you as much real estate as possible. But unfortunately, they didn't give you the ability to use whatever app you want on the front screen. You're still limited to the widgets that they kind of let you have, but it's better than nothing, and it truly does look quite good. Coming from the 2025 Motorola Razr that I've been daily driving for a little bit now, I really like the flat sides. It really feels sturdy in your hands and like you have a good hold of it. But one thing I noticed is that coming from the new Fold 7, it's pretty thick. It's thicker than it is folded. Even unfolded, it is still almost as thick as the Fold 7. But again, I don't really mind as it feels substantial enough in your hand that you know you have a hold of it when you're going to take your camcorder footage that for some reason Samsung thinks everybody's doing. Please take videos like this, they're begging you. Speaking of, the hinge does feel quite good. It's apparently 30% smaller than the Flip 6, but I don't know, looks the same to me. The crease is almost invisible though. I've never been particularly sensitive to the crease, but as always, I do think it looks almost completely flat. Almost. On the inside, we have a 6.9 inch Full HD Plus display, so it's gonna look pretty good. And Full HD Plus means it won't go through as much battery. And on the front screen, it is 4.1 inches at 948 by 10 something. I don't know, it's a front screen, and again, you can't do a whole lot on it, so you probably won't notice, but it's nice to have and probably fairly durable. Inside the Flip 7 is a 4300 milliamp hour battery and the Exynos 2500 SoC. And I think that means it'll do okay with battery. I'm honestly a little confused why they chose to do Exynos instead of Snapdragon. Even in the announcement, they just said the latest 3-nanometer technology and didn't want to say what SoC it was, which probably isn't a great sign, especially when, again, competition is using the latest Snapdragon to make sure you're getting the most performance. It seems like a bit of a swing and a miss, but I'm not sure. We're only using this on a show floor, so let us know if we should follow up with some performance results. What I can show you are some photos. So this has a 50 megapixel main camera and a 12 megapixel ultra wide. No telephoto here. Maybe you care, maybe you don't. I actually prefer to have an ultra wide, but it would be great to have all three, but I guess it would look weird on the cover screen. I don't know. Somebody Photoshop that up and send it to me. One interesting thing is that it doesn't look very good in the preview, but when you take the photo, maybe it's just the processing or whatever, it looks way better. It's still not something I would say compares to a normal flagship, whether it's even the S25 or the Ultra or now the Fold 7, but it looks decent enough. And again, the Ultra Wide looks totally serviceable. Oh, that's right, camcorder mode. How do I make it take a photo? I guess I have to move my thumb here. Wow, it's the same photo. There is a selfie cam too, but you know, they really want you to, again, use the cover cameras. I don't like doing that. I don't take a ton of selfies though. Maybe I should. Also, believe it or not, this phone has AI. Thank goodness. A big selling point for them was that you can use Google Gemini on the cover screen. I don't know why you couldn't do that on the Flip 6, but you can here. Great. A nice thing is that they do have integration with the Samsung OS, so you can do things like call and send text messages, which I can't do on my Razr. Again, let me know if I'm doing something wrong, but I find it so frustrating. Let me send a text. Let me change the song. God, subscribe to Short Circuit, please. Please, God. Looking at the internal screen, looks amazing. It's a Samsung display. They always look good. Truly, always impressed. It gets really bright. The colors look amazing. Again, the crease is like not noticeable almost at all, unless you're very sensitive to it. I could watch Oppenheimer on this. But if I want to watch Oppenheimer, this has to have good speakers. Let's check it out. Honestly, it sounds pretty good. The earpiece amplified speaker does get a little crackly at 100% volume, but barely noticeable unless I put my ear to it. And the way you hold it, I didn't really feel like it affected listening all that much because, again, the size of the phone means you kind of cup it, which makes the volume come towards your ears. I'm impressed. And that's pretty much it for the Flip 7. There is a Flip 7 FE, which is pretty much the same thing, just in the older design with the big, thick bezels, and has the Exynos 2400 instead of 2500, which they say does affect some things like the Now Briefing AI thing that it can do. But maybe if you don't care about the infinity window, this would be the way to go, because this one's going to be launching at $900, and this one, the Flip 7, at $1,100, which is a pretty big asking point, and is part of the reason I'm a little unimpressed. There's a lot of competition in the market now. Like I said, I've been daily driving the Razer Ultra 2025, and the specs are much better, almost in every single way. And I like the rounded design and the fact that I can use almost any app I want on the front display. After seeing the Fold 7 get so much of an upgrade with how thin it is and its actually really good camera, I'm starting to worry that we're maybe hitting the peak of what we can do on a flip phone. If you can only get so thin, what else is there to do? Maybe go back to being thicker and add more features? I'm tired of having a lesser phone because I want it to flip instead of fold. But what do you think? Are you impressed? Maybe you have an old flip and you're ready to get a new one, or you want to try camcorder mode so bad, please use camcorder mode.